The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You are listening to WMUC 90.5, and we are back in the FM room with Fred Miller. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. How you doing?
We're good. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure, yeah. So my name is Fred Miller. My band is called the Fred Miller Brand Band. I play in a bunch of other bands around the area, too, but this is my solo deal.
Mm. So what got you into it? Where did you start out instrument-wise? Because you do a little, you got the piano, you got the accordion. What were your roots of it all?
Yeah, classically trained piano, from the time I was, six or seven. learned to read sheet music and all the scales and all the exercises. And then I took music theory in high school, AP music theory, and that blew everything wide open. 1-4-5, figured out how chords and notes are connected, and then I could sit down in front of a piano and just kind of make stuff up. Mm-hmm. And there's plateaus of learning you get through doing that. And then played it in a bunch of bands, and felt how it was applied. And playing with other people is a huge joy, of my life. Like, it's just been so fun enjoying playing with other people.
Yeah. What would you say are like your main inspirations in general? I know you mentioned like Del McCurry.
Yeah. Absolutely bluegrass, because I got into accordion because it's kind of hard to drag a big keyboard around a campfire. So I started playing accordion around campfires with bluegrass musicians, and that was a big inspiration for me. Many of the songs I've written are like bluegrass oriented for sure. But the other big inspiration is like chill electronica. I've got a place in my heart for it. It's kind of hard to play it on the radio unless I just played some of my own music. But that's kind of like the dichotomy of what I have in my life is chill electronica and bluegrass.
Good combo.
Yeah.
What would you say are the biggest benefits and challenges that come from going from spreading through across bands back to your own solo stuff?
The melody, maybe. Melody is the kind of the glue that binds the music together. And I think quarterly a lot, I just hit the chords and I hit the one in the bass, but like quoting the melody in the playing that I'm doing, either if I'm in a band or even my own melody, is something that I'm constantly working on. So that's a big challenge for me, and something to work on for my whole life.
Kind of going off of that, what is like your songwriting process? Like, you start with a melody, or do you start?
Yeah, sometimes I start with a melody or a line, you know, some sort of thought that I have in my head, some lyric that's connected to a melody, and then, you know, work through how the harmony would work or how the drums would work. Drums are a big challenge for me because I'm not a drummer, and like I know the bass drum goes on the one, and I know the snare can go on the three and the four, but you know, messing with it beyond that, I don't know what I'm doing really.
What was I going to say? How long does it typically take you to put together a project? Because you seem like you're always working, which is so admirable. How long would you say it takes to typically put together a project?
Probably 4 months, you know, and I really enjoy the part of like getting the songs in a list, even if they're not worked out, like having the titles and like, you know, okay, here's 13 things that if I finish them, then I have an album and I can put it out.
Are you a big title writer? I know a lot of people who do that. They just stem out a bunch of phrases or taglines that really stick to them, and then they kind of build a storyline off of that. Is that something you're keen on?
It. Yeah, I've got, there's one song in my head. It's not even a song. It's just the title. It's just The Tower. You know, and I know there's a tower, and I know it's a very important tower, and I've been thinking about what it means in my life. Like, I think we all have towering things in our lives, like our parents, our school, our family. Like, maybe the song is going to be about many towers that we all have. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm a title guy.
I have to ask about the chicken sounds, the chicken song.
Just
elaborate more on that. How do you make the chicken sounds? How can I get better chicken sounds myself? I'm trying to figure that out.
It's actually a parody song. It's like an original Weird Al type song. You can look it up. The parody is of a song called Ghost Riders in the Sky, I think. And that's the, you know, the straight song. And then somebody came along and made a chicken song about it. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, this is an accordion song all day. And I play that. I'm a cub master and involved in scouts a lot, and I play it for the scouts and with the sing-along, and you know, they love that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned that your friend's album was built around a bunch of inspiration from people you know. Are you big on writing for other people as well? Are you big on collaboration? Do you think that's just as important as your solo stuff?
Oh, absolutely. That's why the friend's album was so great, is because it was very collaborative, at least, you know, source-wise. I want to do a lot more collaborating. I think it's so essential. It makes me think of a professional job too, but yeah, collaboration for sure.
Mm-hmm. How do you think like collaboration will change your songwriting process, if that makes sense? Like, how do you, what do you hope to get from that?
Oh, just, you know, random good ideas, you know, looped in, like use this sound instead of that sound, or wait, try this melody, or did you consider this kind of bass line? That would all be great. You know, because I know that I don't have, you know, all of the skills in all of the areas, like drums, for example. I'd love to collaborate with a great drummer. Yeah, for sure.
How do you go about finding these collaborations? Do you have a stern list on people that you're like, I need you to work with me, please do it? Or are you constantly searching for a sound that just clicks with you?
I'm really always looking for the sound that clicks. You know, mostly I'll just, you know, get in front of my computer and get in Ableton and work with Operator or Sampler or Simpler or one of the tools and try to find a cool sound. And once I find something that seems good enough, I kind of go with it. I'm not a perfectionist. I do know, I remember collaborating with people from long ago, you know, it had to be the exact perfect sound before it could be used. And I'm not a sound hound that way. You know, I'm just like, okay, that's good enough. Let's use it.
Who would be like your dream person or band to collaborate with if you could choose?
Oh boy.
Anyone?
I really like that band. I think they're from Norway. They're called Workshop. Workshop. I'd love to, you know, love to hang out with those guys. And I have had the opportunity to play with some of the Del McCurry band, which has been
really
great. Yeah.
You're kidding. So, oh, my dad's listening, he's going to freak out. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Delfest, lots of people know this, they have an academy beforehand, which is like band camp. And you can go and you can play guitar and learn from real professional guitar players. And I just enjoy going with my accordion and kind of like hanging around and jamming afterwards. But I was able to one time get up there and play accordion, and we did Backslide and Blues.
Mm.
So I was able to play that with members from the Del McCurry Band.
No way.
Who were harmonizing behind me, singing while I was playing it. It was, yeah, it was a pinnacle moment. Mm.
Would you say that over the course of your work, you prioritize the process or the product more?
The process, probably. I'm not really hung up on the product. I'm not really hung up on, you know, that it's perfect. You know, I don't have a producer. I'm my own producer, so I just, you know, let it go. Mm-hmm. The process is so fun. I learned so much learning about, like, balancing the levels and mixing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, are the vocals too hot? And I really enjoy listening to all my songs, like, on the phone or in the car or at the stereo at home. And, you know, so as soon as it's like, okay, that seems good enough, good, ship it. You know, let's move on to the next thing.
Mm. You kind of touched on it, but like when you get stuck in a songwriting process, like you don't really know exactly where you're going to go forward with your writing. What do you do to get out of that? How do you find that inspiration again?
Wait, you know, definitely you can't force it, you know, or you just ignore it and ship it the way it is. You know, I mean, so that's happened sometimes, like, I don't like the way that it sounds, but I don't, and I tried it a couple different ways. And it's not really progressing. Like, okay, fine, just ship it the way that it is. Like, maybe in 10 years I'll re-record it, have a better idea. Oh, that is one great idea that I do have and I would like to do, is take some of my favorite songs and get into a studio and record them with a full band.
Mm.
You know, and just do it live. You know, just a quick, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Just, you know, because I know some great, great musicians that I play with a lot up in Baltimore. And I could just, you know, get them all into a studio and do it in the afternoon.
Are you more inspired by media, literature, books, film, or real events that have happened to you?
I would say it's got to be a mix, because I've definitely, you know, utilized written word and books that I've read in some of my songs. And clearly, like, I've used, like, Almost to Bristol is, you know, talking about driving down 81, which I do all the time. So, yeah, it's got to be a mix.
Hmm. What's your favorite song you've written, you think?
I think Stephanie Lloyd. It's definitely had Hanging On Power. I wrote that song in like 1998. And it works really well as a jam song around a campfire with like with guitar players. And it, people, I start it up and they pick it up really quick. It's just two chords. And then afterwards, they're like, what is that song? Where did that come from? You know, it's just a fun song.
You mentioned it's your anniversary today. How does your wife come into play with all this? Is she your biggest fan? Oh, yeah. Does she ever help you create stuff? How does that work?
She's definitely my biggest fan. She's helped me create. She's a singer as well. She sings in some of the shows that we do. And she is massively fully supportive. She wants me to get out and play more. So she's great. Love you, Mandy.
All right, I have a question. Would you rather be a crab or a lobster, and why?
Well, I think I'd rather be a lobster because you got bigger claws.
Okay.
You know.
What's next for you? Do you have any other big projects coming up? Are you continuing to go around the scene?
Well, I've got a show Tuesday at the Cat's Eye in Baltimore. It's like Fat Tuesday, which is going to be a great, huge party. Playing with a bunch of musicians. I'm just the keyboard player in that situation. But then... You know, Delfest is coming up, so I'll be at the Academy as a guest, and lots of jamming with people there. And that's so fun because people start playing a song, and you just got to pick it up and start playing it, you know, so that's a good exercise. And then beyond that, definitely I've got another album coming. I'm going to have that Tower song on there, and then we'll see.
All right, speaking of that, where can we find you? Are you on Spotify or are you on Bandcamp?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, you know. I don't have much of an Instagram presence, but definitely, you know, a little bit of a Facebook presence, I suppose.
All right.
Well, that was Fred Miller. We can't thank you enough for being here today, helping us start off the semester. Thank you so much for tuning into the first episode of Third Rail this spring, and we will see you guys very soon.
Goodbye.